Simen Kuf Samach, Beis Halacha Yud. Yesh Isha Liyos Tznua B'Tfilah, so one should be discreet regarding her Tfilah, L'Hasar Leil Tfilah, so to conceal the fact that of the night of her Tfilah, V'Leisech L'Fnei Abriyos, and not to go to the Mikvah in the presence of other people, Shalei Argishaba B'Nei Adam, so that people should not notice her going to the Mikvah, Misha'in Oysokain, regarding one who does not do so, who is not discreet, Namarlat says about her, Ar Sheikhav Im Kol Behema, curses one who lies with any animal. In addition, upon leaving from where she is being tivled, it's proper for her to take care that her friend should meet her and touch her. This is commonly done by a woman who is overseeing the tefillah. This is to ensure that she's not first met by something tameh, such as a dog, a donkey, a pig, a horse, or mitzayra. The yitz of them are similar, ayama arts or nama arts. If she met one of these impure things first, if she's a Yerushimayim, well, she should go back and be tovel again without making a bracha. A man who met a woman other than his wife as she is leaving from the place of Tila has reason to be concerned for a Takala Chasasham. The Kanahi and the Takana, the solution for this is to say the following two psukim. Shefech buz al nadivim v'yasev b'sayu loydarech. He pours contempt upon the affluent and he made them wander in the pathless wasteland, which says in Tehillim. Shefech buz al nadivim v'ziach afikim ripa. He pours contempt upon the affluent and loosens the girdle of the strong. Halacha yod aleph. For regarding heating the mikvah, yesher some aser, yesh matir some matir. Kvar nispashesh haminug v'harbe mekames leheter. However, it's already become a widespread minug to permit it. Av l'makma shen haminug, but in a place where it's not the minug, ain l'hakol, it shan't be lenient. V'makma shen haginug l'hakol, in a place that they are lenient, tzrichon l'ashgiach shebelol Shabbos, k'shetayvlin, they have to take care that when they are tayvl on Friday night, v'yu hamam, Amayim chamim amish, that the water should not be actually hot, or the paishrim, but only warm. Halacha yud beis. B'inyan hatfilah b'naharos, regarding being tovel in rivers, halacha is as follows. L'das harbe gedele ha'paiskim, according to most paiskim, ain't tefilah mayelis b'nahar, being tovel in a mikvah is not valid. El b'sman shukatan kolkach, unless it is a time, a season that the river is so small, shidu b'ver, that it's certain, shalins galgo machmos b'in k'shama me'im rikshkolim, I may slug him, that it's not become swollen from the waters of rain or snow. Generally, in modern mikvahs, being tovel takes place in a pool of water that has been connected to a pit containing rainwater. As such, the water of the mikvah must be stationary, and mikvah whose water is flowing is invalid. In fact, the term mikvah literally means gathered, and specifically denotes a gathered body of water. So this is known that the river never gets smaller than this, even during a spell of dry weather. Because the waters of rain or snow do not affect tahara. Except when they are pooled together and standing in a gathered body of water. But when they are flowing on the ground, in a matarim, they're not matayir. Only the water of a spring purifies even while flowing, which is coming up from the ground. Halachically, a river can normally be assumed to have a spring water as its source, and one may therefore mitayvel even when it's flowing. Nevertheless, when it has become swollen, we must be concerned that it contains a majority of rainwater and therefore is invalid. Where there's no mikvah, to be makel. Even if we know that the river becomes swollen from rainwater, we assume that most of its swelling came from the water that comes from its source, from underground, which is the spring. Whereas, because while it rains, the atmosphere becomes humid, and the sources of the spring increase and become stronger. And it can always be assumed that the waters of the river are from the spring. Me'akshamim is batel m'soichlim. The me'akshamim, the rainwater, is batel to it. M'tarim gam m'soichlim, and therefore the waters can purify even when flowing. But when there is a mikvah, chalila hakol, you're not allowed to be mekel chalila. Even if there is no mikvah, but afshar yesh lahachmer, if it's possible, it's proper to be machmer. Shemanar nisrabim me'akshamim, that the river is swollen due to rainwater. Tamtim tefilasa beiz agimul yamim. A woman should delay her tefillah for 2 or 3 days. Achiyashiv leisana, until it returns to its normal strength. But tovim be'asheri, and even more so, if possible, it's preferable that should not be tovim on a spot where the riverbed is widened due to the rain. But rather a spot where the river usually flows. The bezeh, from this manner, yesh ksas l'hakol tfei, there is a greater reason to be mekel.